This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant Audrey Santana. Anzac Day is a national day of remembrance commemorating all Australians and New Zealanders who served and died in all wars, conflicts, and peacekeeping operations. Here's Sergeant Brad Parrish with the full story about this special day.
Australian Army Major General Rick Burr, who holds a unique role of serving U.S. Army Pacific soldiers, spoke on Anzac Day at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in Honolulu, Hawaii.
The Gallipoli campaign cost the lives of more than 2,000 New Zealanders and over 8,000 Australians. Almost 1 in 10 of Australia's total wartime casualties over the past 100 years occurred on the narrow Gallipoli Peninsula over those 8 months in 1915.
General Vincent Brooks, commander of U.S. Army Pacific, was on hand to honor Anzac Day in a show of Allied solidarity.
It's an honor to be able to carry on tradition and to recognize those who've gone before us, and that we still have a solemn obligation to maintain that closeness that existed on this battlefield so many, many years ago.
The Battle of Gallipoli took place 99 years ago, and ceremonies like this ensure the sacrifices made by Australian and New Zealand soldiers are not forgotten, not only by their countries, but by their allies. Army Sergeant Brad Parrish, Honolulu, Hawaii.
You're listening to Soldiers Radio News. During a visit to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, Sergeant Major of the Army Raymond Chandler discussed many topics to include non-commissioned officers.
I'm excited about the future for the NCO Corps. I think we're doing a lot of things right now, including NCO 2020, and some of the tools that we're putting in place to ensure we have the best quality NCO Corps that we can afford in the future.
From the Defense Media Activity, I'm Sergeant Audrey Santana, and that's your Soldiers Radio News.